We are studying from the book Zohar for All, the introduction to the book of Zohar, article, You Are Partners With Me, item 63. You can ask questions at cub.tv, and selected questions about topics relevant to the lesson will be aired live. Introduction to the book of Zohar, item 63, article, You Are Partners With Me. When that word of wisdom that was innovated in this world rises, it connects to those words of Atik Yomin, ascends and descends with them, and enters 18 concealed words, which, as written, neither has the eye seen a God besides you. They come out of there and wander, and they come full and whole, and assemble before Atik Yomin. At that time, Atik Yomin smells that thing, and it is more desirable to him than anything. Then he takes that thing and crowns it with 370,000 crowns. And that new innovation in the Torah wonders, ascending and descending, and one firmament is made of it. This is so because at the time of Nukva's ascent to Atik Yomin, she is incorporated in the Zivug that is there. She raises Or Chozer, reflected light, and extends Or Yashar, direct light, from Atik Yomin. She rises, it means that she raises Or Chozer from below upwards. Descends means that she extends Or Yashar from above downwards, at which time she receives words of wisdom, Chokhmah, in the high and hidden secrets, and she's incorporated with the Or Chozer and Or Yashar in Atik itself. It was said, ascends and descends with them and enters 18 concealed worlds which neither has the eye seen a God besides you. This is so because the Zivug that is made in Atik is also in the Yesod of Atik that is there. And it too is the righteous one who lives forever, like Yesod of Zeranpin upon its ascent to Upper Abba and Ima. The difference is that Yesod of Atik is, neither has the eye seen a God besides you. Since the Zivug of Yesod is done on the Masach by striking, which raises Or Chozer to clothe the Or Yashar, while below, in Abba and Ima, the Masach is regarded as wings that cover the upper light when it is repelled. This indicates that there is the force of Din, judgment, in them. For every Or Chozer is called light of Din. But in Yesod of Atik it is written, your teacher will no longer hide himself, but your eyes will behold your teacher. This is so because even though the Masach raises Or Chozer from below upwards, there are still no wings in it. Hence it is called 18 concealed worlds, that neither has the eye seen a God besides you. In other words, there are no wings there yet, covering from a foreign eye, since there are no dinim, judgments, there. Rather, neither has the eye seen a God besides you, since a discernment from below upwards is called concealed, though it is in the form of neither has the eye seen a God besides you. They come out of there and wander, and they come full and whole. Since they come out of there, of a zivug on the Masach, which is called 18 concealed worlds, that neither has the eye seen a God besides you. And wonder means that he raises Or Chozer from below upwards. And they come means that she extends the Or Yashar from above downwards. And then they are full and whole.
It's a nice example for this language of the Zohar, yes? They wandering, they coming, ascending, descending. Along with it, he give this whole name, each and every name, like find the simple definitions, up, down, returning light, direct light, etc. Meaning we need to enter a bit more the why Kabbalists gave such interpretations to the words in the parallel language, along with the language of Kabbalah, the language of the Midrash, of the tales, again. And they come out of there and wander, and they come out full and whole.
Again, they come out of there from the Zivug over the Masach, which is called the 18 concealed worlds, that neither has the eye seen a god besides you. And wonder means that they raise, that he raises Or Chozer from below upwards. And they come means that she extends the Or Yashar from above downwards. And then they are full and whole.
Yes.
Filled with Or Yashar from wisdom, Chochmah, in the high and hidden secrets, and whole with Or Chozer, in which there is no din, but is entirely utter mercy, on par with the Or Yashar.
You need to feel. So what's the difference in the sensation? What is filled up and what is whole? Filled up with what? And by what they feel wholeness? Yes? And why is it called whole? By returning light and filled with direct light, Chochmah. Where this wholeness come from? Shalom, peace, completion, etc. It gives the ability to come nearer to the terms in emotionally.
At that time, they assemble before Atik Yomin, meaning they are ready to clothe the Atik Yomin.
What does it mean they are assembled before Atik Yomin? That they're willing to clothe Atik Yomin, meaning to attain it.
At that time, Atik Yomin smells that thing, and it is more desirable to him than anything. Smells means contentment, since that great and sublime Zivug brings sublime contentment to Atik Yomin. Since then, all the worlds and all their merit are included in the Nukva. And it is more desirable to him than anything, because that contentment comes to him from all the worlds at once, as she is the upper perfection and sublimity, and the one on whom the worlds were created. Then he takes that thing and crowns it with 370,000 crowns. For then he imparts upon her the sublime mochin of Atik himself, which are chub tum, since the sefirot of Atik are 100,000 each. However, the difference is in the 30 upper ones of Chochmah. As it is written, he was more honored than the 30, but he did not come to the 3. In other words, even though she receives and is honored by Gar Chochmah of Atik too, who are the 30,000 upper ones, the Nukva still cannot actually rise and clothe the 30,000 themselves. If she could clothe those 30,000 too, the Nukva would be annulled in it as a candle before a torch. Hence, he receives from Atik only 370,000 crowns, which are 400,000, minus 30,000. And that new innovation in the Torah, wonders, ascending and descending, and one firmament is made out of it. Wonders means flying upwards.
In Bina.
Wonders, ascending, means that she raises Or Chozer from below upwards. And descending means that through the Or Chozer that he raises, she descends with the Or Yashar from above downwards. And one firmament is made out of it, meaning that through clothing of Or Chozer over Or Yashar, a firmament is made there.
So everything by raising Malchut to Bina and her return to her place.
This is so because after the Zivug is made on that same Masach that was established in Malchut to raise Or Chozer, which reached the Nukva through the good deeds and the man that they raised in order to impart contentment upon their Maker, it becomes a firmament through which the righteous obtain the level of Zivug that was made on it. And when a degree comes down to the righteous through the firmament, it clothes in a garment that extends from the firmament in Or Chozer, that inverts from the firmament and below, with the Or Yashar from the firmament and above. Thus she comes to the attainment of the righteous who are clothed in one another. Since those righteous that have been rewarded with wholeness, raising man for that sublime zivug, no longer have any reception for themselves. Also, the man that they raised was to bestow and not to receive. Hence, with the good deeds and the man, they correct the masach for the nukva and qualify her for this great zivug, where the qualification itself is Or Chozer that rises from the masach of the nukva and above, since anything that rises from below upwards is bestowal and repelling of reception for oneself. At that time, the zivug de haka'ah with the upper light takes place, and the upper light dresses in a garment of the rising Or Chozer. And the light that descends from above to downwards and dresses in Or Chozer comes to the reception of the lower one, to that righteous who raised the man, since anything that comes from above to below comes for reception. And since the upper light passes to the lower one through the firmament, it takes with it the clothing of Or Chozer from the firmament. And the lower one receives the upper light inside this garment. This is so because even after the level is attained by the lower one, he still does not enjoy any of the upper light that descends to him, but only according to the measure of bestowal of contentment upon his Maker, that is, to the extent of the clothing of Or Chozer that clothes the upper light. This is regarded as receiving in order to bestow. He's not receiving anything if there's no bestowal upon his Maker in it. Hence, reception is clothed within bestowal. Or Yashar in Or Chozer. This is the precision that he makes. The innovation in the Torah, wonders ascending and descending, and one firmament is made out of it, meaning that it is received by the lower ones only through the firmament clothed with it.
Check out what a beautiful language, hey? Light. No. Language. Well, questions? What?
Rav, what does it mean that it is accepted only through the garments?
In returning light, how can it be done otherwise? Revelation of the Creator can be only in order to bestow contentment to Him on the part of the creature.
But maybe you can...
Because it is the condition of the first restriction when the creature says, I don't want any connection between us other than having it only with such attitude from me. Bring me powers, bring me all the changes. I can accept anything you want from you, however, with the intention in order to bestow. If you build in me the intention in order to bestow, everything would be fine. Otherwise not. Yes.
Rav, if it's possible to, at our level, to...
At our level? What do you want to do on our level?
If you can talk about it with respect to the friends.
With respect to the friends. You need to try to treat the friends in such a manner too. Meaning I have no access towards them other than practically bestowing upon them the ability to come closer to the Creator and to help them in that, so that if I treat them in such manner, it is called love thy friend as thyself. In what else can I show love to men? only by assisting him in coming nearer to the Creator. If the Creator is called good, then if I help a person to reach that good, it is considered that I love him. The expression of love is to do good to the person. So good is called being in adhesion with the Creator. Hence, all my actions are only for that. Right? Well, let's continue.
64. So it is with each word of wisdom. Firmaments are made, established in complete existence before Atik Yomin, and he calls them new heavens, meaning renewed heavens, which are blocked of the secrets of the upper wisdom. Similarly, all the new words of Torah, which are not from the upper wisdom, stand before the Creator, rise, become the lands of the living, and descend, and crown unto one land. It is made new, and everything becomes a new land, by that thing that is renewed in the Torah. So the righteous go, always raising man, and extending those sublime degrees from Atik Yomin, through those firmaments that were made by the upper Zivug. And out of those firmaments, the new heaven is made, renewed at the degree of Atik Yomin. Hence, those high attainments are called concealed or blocked of the secrets of the upper wisdom, which come and clothe the garment that extends from the firmaments. And all the other new words of Torah stand before the Creator, rise, and become the land of the living, and descend and crown unto one land. It is made new, and everything becomes a new land. This is so because there are chub tum at every level. Thus far, it was only about the secrets of chokhmah, wisdom, and not of binah, zeranpin, and malchut at each level. It was said that they become the lands of the living because they all become Bina, called the land of the living. They descend and crown unto one land, to Malchut, who is called land, simply. It is made new, and everything becomes a new land because the Malchut was crowned and received all the degrees of the lands of the living, Bina. Thus, Malchut rose into being Bina, and she is now called a new land, because what was previously Malchut is now Bina. This is the meaning of Bon being destined to be Sag, and Ma being destined to be Ab, since heavens are Zeranpin, and at the degree of Atik Yomin, they are now in the secrets of the upper Chokhmah. Thus the Ma, Zeranpin, became Ab, Chokhmah, and Land, Nukvav Zeranpin, has become Sag, Bina. It follows that new heaven and new land are Ma and Bon that were cancelled and have become Ab, Sag. 65. It is written about it, for just as the new heavens and the new earth which I made, it does not say which I made, but make, in present tense, since he always makes new heaven and earth of those innovations and secrets of the Torah. It is written about that, I have put my words in your mouth and have covered you with the shadow of my hand to establish heaven, to found the earth. It does not say the heavens, but heaven, without the. Since it is not about the actual heaven, but about a renewed heaven, which was made out of the words of Torah.
A bit more connection between us and the words themselves.
Also, it does not say, I have made, but make. indicating that we should not err in interpreting the text New Heaven and New Earth, which are like a correction of something that is done and innovated only once. For this is not the case. Rather, they concern perpetual work. For the righteous who have already been completed in the upper radiance constantly go and become new heaven and earth. As it is written, righteous go from strength to strength. He brings evidence to that, since it is written, the new heavens and the new earth which I make, and it does not say which I have made. Thus, those heaven and earth are always renewed by the innovations of Torah of the complete righteous. He also brings evidence from the words, to establish heaven. For it were for one time only, it should have written, to establish the heavens, with a ve. But since it writes heaven, it means that it is constantly occurring. 66. And I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. When the Torah was given to Moses, many tens of thousands of high angels came to burn him with the fumes of their mouths, until the Creator covered him. Now that the innovation of the Torah rises and is crowned and stands before the Creator, he covers that thing and covers that person so it will not be known to them, but to the Creator, and they will not envy him until the desert becomes a new heaven and a new earth. Everything that is covered from the eye rises for high benefit, as it is written, and I have covered you with the shadow of my hand. It was covered and hidden from the eye for the upper benefit. It is also written, to establish heaven, to found the earth, as we learned, so new heaven and earth would grow out of it. And I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, refers to the clothing that extends from the firmament, clothing and covering the level of Mochin. This clothing is a shadow that covers the Mochin and hides them from foreign eyes, and they are known only to the Creator, to conceal those great degrees from the ministering angel, so they will not envy him. Concerning the angel's envy, being of fine substance, when they look at the righteous, they find him inferior to their envy with him, in their envy with him, for the high degree he was rewarded. Afterwards, the slanderers cling to that inferiority that the angels discovered in him. Hence, when the degree dresses in the garment of the firmament, that garment measures his degree for him, so he will not receive too much of it, but only to benefit the upper one. Thus he is kept from the envy of the angels, for then the righteous can keep from blemishing the degree completely equally with the angels. It was said that everything that is covered from the eye rises to higher benefit, for the eye sees and the heart covets and cannot keep one's thought clean, solely on bringing contentment to one's Maker, but receives one's own benefit as well. However, covered from the eye means clothed in the garment of the firmament. He is certain that he will not receive more than the amount that is for the benefit of the upper one. This is why it was said that he was covered, that he is covered and hidden from the eye. 67. And to say to Zion, you are my people. To say means to those gates and words marked one atop the other, to the innovations in the Torah, you are my people. Do not pronounce, you are my people, ami, with a patach in the ayin, but you are with me. with Echirik in the Ayin, which means partnering with me. As I made heaven and earth with my speech, as it is written, by the word of the Lord the heavens were made, you, with your words of wisdom, have made new heaven and earth. Happy are those who exert in Torah. Reception is called gates that are open to receive. Bestowal through the man is called words. He says, the words that are marked one atop the other, clove in one another, and by that they are marked.
Questions?
Questions?
No.
During the reading of the Zohar, when I try to really listen emotionally and delve in it, this burdening and opposition falls on me as if the body resists it.
Yes, that's interesting. On the contrary, it's like a romance, so I don't quite understand why is it so. It is truly a romance, a novel. What is it? Forces you into anything? Why isn't it good?
I don't know. Maybe, as we said in the previous article, there are, I don't know, foreign opinions or that are in my mind, in my head, or maybe the will to receive itself.
I don't know. I remember myself always from the moment I opened for the first time the book. I started enjoying this style, how it was written, how it is expressed in such a soft, nice manner, a bit of emotion, a bit of intellect. I don't know. I didn't feel like you say what kind of rejection it is.
It's not exactly rejection, but it creates these corporeal depictions in me, and you want to go into a deeper layer.
Now that we read, I've seen no corporeal depiction. What corporeal depiction? What firmaments that is said? Maybe that?
Every word you can depict it in a corporeal manner, or you can try to ascribe it to the work.
But immediately explain to you what it is. Explain to you immediately. Show me which depiction.
It's an effort to translate it. What do you mean he explains it? He explains it not in a way that, even he explains in the most simple manner, there's an effort to actually enter it and translate it correctly.
You're right. I have nothing to say, but make an effort to be even more right.
And we'll move on to the next part of the lesson.